Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of BOU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call a part of your day, Yom Rabi'i, the 11th day of the month of Teves, here in the United States, and already Yom Chamishi, the 12th day of Teves in Israel. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, that the body of the one remaining hostage, Ran Gvili, still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for a proper burial without delay. Additionally, amongst all Chalei Yisrael, please kindly keep in mind in your tefillos, Rafael Yitzchak Aaron ben Malka Chana, as well as all of the names of the Cholim in the daily email, may all in need of a refuah, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, may all have a refuah shalema. On behalf of BOU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zev Goldberg of the Beis Medrash of Bergenfield in Bergenfield, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Goldberg's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu together, both in Hebrew as well as in English. It will be followed by the Mishaberach for our brave Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Goldberg will conclude with the Mishaberach Lecholim, pausing for about 30 seconds, that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Just one housekeeping note, there will be no call tomorrow. Not that we shouldn't say Tehillim, not that we shouldn't learn together, just I will have my kids tomorrow. And so it's just likely not going to happen, but I always encourage all of you to take advantage, whether it's at 1 o'clock Eastern or any time, to spend a few minutes to say Tehillim together, spend some time learning each day, and we will reconvene, please God, in Yiras Hashem on Monday at 1 o'clock Eastern. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberg.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's always a pleasure to share the chizuk and lead the Tehillim on this wonderful OU daily Tehillim call. In Parshas Vayechi, we find that Yaakov Avinu gives a special gift to Yosef. According to Rashi, in this moment, Yaakov bequeaths to Yosef the special city of Shechem, which is where Yosef is ultimately buried. And Yaakov goes on to describe how Shechem came to him. Asher lakakti miyad ha'emori becharbi uvekashti, that I took from the hands of the Amorite people with my sword and with my bow. A cherev is a sword, and a keshes is a bow and arrow. And so the question that many of the Mephorshim deal with is, if you actually read the psukim, there's no clear indication that Yaakov went ahead and conquered the city of Shechem. We know that Yaakov's children, specifically Shimon and Levi, decimated the city of Shechem. But why here does Yaakov sort of take the credit for claiming this city with his bow and arrow, with his sword, if in fact that never took place? This is very interesting. If you look in the Targum Unculus on this very pasuk, the Targum Unculus gives us a different understanding to what these words mean. The Targum Unculus explains on those words, Becharbi ubekashti, betzilusi ubebeusi. Bilusi and Bu'usi are Aramaic words that mean tefillah. In other words, how was Yaakov successful in ultimately conquering the city of Shechem? He davened. It's not that Yaakov Avinu went out to fight a war. That's not indicated in the text anywhere. How did Yaakov play an integral, critical role in conquering Shechem? Bitzilusi ube Bu'usi. Yaakov says, I davened my heart out in order to be able to enable my sons, Shimon and Levi, to conquer the city. And that's my chelek in the conquest. And that is why ultimately Yaakov Avinu bequeaths the city of Shechem to his son Yosef. There's an amazing Meshech Chachma on this particular pasuk. Really a gold Neshe Chachma that it's my zechus to share with you today. The Neshe Chachma notes that even though the Aramaic words seem to indicate that they both refer to tefillah, in actuality, they're not fully synonymous. These two Aramaic words refer to different types of tefillah. The lusi, the first Aramaic word, refers to the formal text of davening. It refers to the text of the Amida that was drafted by the Anshe Knesset HaGedola. It refers to picking up your Sefer Tehillim and davening the words of David HaMelech. It's the formal structured tefillah that we have. Be'usi has a very different connotation. The word be'usi means a plea, a request. In this case, suggests the Neshe Chachma, the word be'usi refers to an individual's prayer that he constructs with his own words. It's that individual side of prayer when you come across the tefillah before you and you use your own words to beseech the Ribono Shel Olam for the cholim that you have in your life. When it comes to the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha, so there's the text itself, that's the tzilusi, but when you add in your own yearning for Yerushalayim and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's the usi. Those are your own individually crafted words. That's the Neshe Chachma. They align beautifully with the words of the pasuk. Let's go back. What did Yaakov Avinu say? That I had a hand in conquering Shechem because I conquered Shechem b'charbi, my sword. That word is delusi. What is a sword? So just the Neshe Chachma, a sword is an implement that is used because it will harm anyone and anyone. You wag a sword, it's going to go ahead and injure anybody in its path. Even if it's not deliberate, it's going to injure anybody that's in the path of that sword. In contrast, a keshes, the bow and arrow, that's something that requires skill. That's something that requires real marksmanship. You have to be savvy at shooting bow and arrows and hitting your target in order to ultimately be successful when you shoot those arrows. The two words that the Targum provides align beautifully with the two words of the Torah. Yaakov says, I davened with my cherez, my tzilusi. Those are the words of tefillah that have been constructed by Chazal. It's the words of David HaMelech and Tehillim. Those words are automatically impactful. Just as if you wag a sword randomly and someone's in the way, they'll get hurt. When you pick up a sitter, when you pick up your Tehillim and you daven, that is going to be impactful no matter what. Of course, we strive to have kavana. But even if we don't, the act of picking up a sitter, the act of saying Tehillim is independently meaningful and it affects the Shemei Shemayim, the highest levels of heaven. In contrast, the keshes, the bow and arrow, that requires real marksmanship. That requires kavana. That requires real focus. So does be'usi. The individual words that we create, that we say when davening, that requires even a higher level of kavana. Because when you're talking to Rosham, using your own words, you have to be very thoughtful. Of course, we strive to be thoughtful in every aspect of tefillah. But when you use the sitter, when you use the Sefer Tehillim, you can rely on the words that have already been constructed by Anshe Knesset HaGedola, David HaMelech. It's inherently valuable. When it comes to the bow and arrow, you have to be more precise. When it comes to the be'usi, you have to be more thoughtful about the words that you're using when approaching the Ribono Shel Olam with your own ideas, with your own thoughts. Of course, the Ribono Shel Olam wants to hear them, but they have to be thought out. And so it says in the Neshe Chachma, when Yaakov Avinu describes conquering Shechem with his sword and with his bow and arrow, he was referring to two types of tefillah, the tzilusi and the be'usi, the formal and the informal. And I want to give everybody a yashar koach here. They've been saying Tehillim, picking up that sword for so many days and months and years already. Sometimes you're focused and sometimes you do it because of routine, but it has such value. It's like that sword that will cut no matter if you're thinking about it or not. What a beautiful act to do in the middle of your day to say Tehillim, the power of Tehillim, the power of our sitter, it can really conquer olamos. So a big yashar koach to everybody. and the chizuk to keep up with the cherev and the keshes, the bow and the arrow and the sword, taking the siddur, getting our own words together. It is such a potent and a powerful tool to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And with that, we are going to now say the words of David HaMelech, beginning in Perechos. Amen Atzeach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev HaShem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, U'mitzion Mitzadecha, Yizkor Omin Choscha, Yolasecha Yidash Nasela, Yipin Lecha Kil Vavecha, V'chol Atzafecha Yimalei, Meranna Bishuasecha, U'shem Eloheinu Nigdecha, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati, Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yaneo Mishnei Kacho, Bigvuros Yasha Yimino, Eile Barechev, V'eile Vasusim, Anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nasikir himakaru v'nafalu. Anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai Hoshia hamelech yaneinu v'yom karinu. Kup chaf aleph shir l'malo sesoinai el ha'horim. Me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im Adonai yohosei shamayim baretz. Ayitei mamos raglecha ayanum shomirecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer yisrael, Adonai shomerecha, Adonai silcha yad yeminecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach b'loyla, Adonai yishmor chom yikora, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeisecha u'bawecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Finally, Kuf Lamed, Shir HaMa'alos, Yimam HaKim, Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai, Shema V'Koli, Yiyanoz Necha Kashuvos, Kol Tachanunai, Yim Avonot, Tishmorya, Adonai, Miyamot, Ki Imecha, Slicha, Leman, Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai, Kivsanashi, Berlid Varevo, Chol Tinashi, Adonai, Mishol, Merim, Laboker, Shamarim Aboker, Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, Kim Adonai Yachased, Beharbe Yimol Fidos, Uhu Yiftas Yisrael, Mihikol Avonosav, Achinu Kobes Yisrael, Hanisun Bitsaro Vishiv Yahom Din Bim Bayam, Uvim Bayabasha Makom Yerachim Aleihem, Yotim Yisar Levacham Yafila Viora, Shiba the Geula Hashabagalah, with Mount Kibin Omar, Amen. Yishaberech avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tzva hagana liyisrael v'anshei kochot habitachon amdim amishmar etzeinu v'arei Eloheinu min gvul halevonon v'amidbar mitzrayim v'nei hamagado alavo ha'arava ubechol makom shehem bayabasha ba'avir v'hayam yitin Adonai yisavinu hakamim aleinu yagafim lifneihem hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara b'tzuka mikol nego nachalav yishlach baracha v'atzlacha bechol maaseh yideihem As Bersonino Tachtehem, the Atarim Bekasar Yeshua, Vateres Nitzachon, Vikunam Bahem Akasuf, Kiyadne Elohichem, Haolichim Achem, Nilachem Lachem, Imai Vechem, Lahoshias Vechem Nomar, Amin. Yishaberech, Avosinu Avram, Tzav Yaakov, Hu Yibarech, Moshe Varon, Dabu Shlomo, Hu Yibarech, Hacholim. Bavush, anach nefalim bavuram. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachim yimaleiem lachal yamam laposam lachazikam lachayosam yishlach lahem mehira refuah shalema min hashemayim lechol evereihem lechol gedeihem. Esov shar kol la'yisrael refuah sanefesh reposa gov hashta ba'gala with Mark Ibn Omar. Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much, Rabbi Goldberg. Great to have you on. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Hashem. In the near future, I want to thank Rebecca Levy as well for all of her assistance behind the scenes. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday. Tomorrow is New Year's here in the States, and the OU office is technically closed. We have done the program numerous times, Labor Days, Memorial Days, when I've been able to wing it, but we've got a near to shine with the kids home tomorrow. I'm not able to do so, so we will resume on Monday at 1 o'clock Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, and even though it's only Wednesday, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. We'll see you back on Monday.